Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Let's check in with our captain, Matt Beisler. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Doing well, Stephen. Good morning.
Now that you've been paying attention to more weather forecasts, are you really super excited about what the possibilities are in front of us? Maybe 80 degrees tomorrow, and then perhaps getting ready for some snow right after that. That's the way it's supposed to go, isn't it, Matt?
I think I'm going to retire for the next 7 days. I looked at the forecast, and it gives me a headache with everything going on. I do want to point out an observation, though. Ever since I came on and did the weather, Gary Lezak's weather game has reached an entirely new level since I came on. So I just want to point that out, and that's what it's all about, being on a team, pushing each other and making each other better.
Yeah, you lit a fire under his ass.
I mean, that's right. I mean, let's just be honest. That's leadership. That's what a captain does. You were able, not by your words, but by your example, show Gary the way. And let's be honest, like Jake said, you lit a fire under his ass, and now he's responded. And so your work here is done, at least with the weather segment, Matt. If we have to bring you back in later on in the year, because he tends to start to drift during the winter, counting snowflakes. And so perhaps we could get you back in here maybe in December, get his mind right again. So, but Nate, Matt came through again for us, didn't he?
That's right. And as always, leading by example. I agree with that.
That's what we like.
He's a man of action.
That's right. And you know what, Matt? Before we get into the soccer talk, speaking of leading by example, we never had a chance to ask you. We talked to you a while back about the partnership you had with Mr. Good Sense and the good sports program that you had going. You named your winners to that already. Did they already get to come to a game? And where is everything with that?
Yeah, so we did. We announced the winners. There was 10 winners. We had over 100 nominations. So it was quite the process to narrow it down to 10. It was very hard, but I actually enjoyed the process a lot. I got to sit down and read through some of these kids' stories and what they've gone through and what they're doing to, you know, rise up right now and be leaders. And it was really cool. So we're not going to be able to have them come out to a game just with COVID and everything. But what we did was we filmed a commercial over Zoom, and it was pretty cool how it got put together. But they just released that commercial a few days ago, and I think it's going to be on, you know, local television. But if you haven't had a chance to go see it, I would recommend, you know, going to check it out. Jake maybe can help us, you know, find that link or whatever. But it's a really cool commercial. It highlights all 10 of the student athletes who won. And again, I mean, it was a really cool process, and you know, I got just as much, if not more, out of it than some of these kids. Just being able to talk to them, and we got to do a Zoom call in the afternoon, and just to kind of, you know, get to know them a little bit more. And it was inspiring, man. We have some pretty special young student athletes in you know, in the Kansas City high school area. So it's pretty cool.
You know, Stephen, I got to be in a commercial featuring Matt Beisler recently. Huh. Matt has a clothing line. I don't know if you know that. It's called State Soccer. And I got to be the play-by-play guy, like announcing a Matt Beisler moments in the game. It's only like, I'm only in it for like 2 seconds, but my voice is in it. And I'm looking at a picture here, Matt, of you jogging under a bridge somewhere on Instagram for State Soccer right now. Is that in Kansas City, by the way? Do you know where this picture is?
Yeah, that's at the 12th Street Bridge. Or is it the Broadway Bridge? Is it one of them? It's the one down in the West Bottom.
Okay, so right. The 12th Street, right? That's cool,
that's
man.
Right.
That's a really cool picture. How's that going right now, awesome. The State Soccer stuff?
It's going well. We're still down in the crossroads. We have a shared store, open space, and then we're available online. But like everyone else, we're just trying to kind of navigate. We've had to push a couple things back and press pause on a few of our plans going forward with COVID and everything that's happened. But Yeah, man, it's like I said, I've always said this, it's a great experience. And you know, things are going pretty well. We've been very happy with the feedback that we've gotten from everybody so far. So we just gotta keep going and see what happens.
Two of my favorite shirts are from States, and also maybe the biggest fan outside of Nate Bucati of the clothing line is young Richie St. John, who wears it quite often. And so you have a couple of fans here in the St. John family of States and the wonderful line of clothes that you guys have.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate it, and I'll do my best. I got to come into the studio and drop some more gear off for you guys.
That sounds good. Just Nate's got enough, though. Make sure Jake and I get plenty, and you can save that smedium for later for Nate Bucati. So
that's right.
Sounds good.
Hey Matt, I wanted to ask you a general soccer topic because Jake and I got a little fired up earlier today about this.
Oh, but you're not going to let this go, are you?
No,
you're legitimately, and I'll be honest with you, Matt. I started this because I saw Nate tweeting about this, so I thought I'd try to, you know, get him all tuned up for the morning. And so now I apologize if it's bleeding over to your segment, but we got Nate all hot and bothered about this, so let's have it.
Well, yeah, so look, as Jake and I are both massive fans of the U.S. national team, one of the greatest experiences we ever had as sports fans was watching you start every game in a World Cup when the United States advanced past the group of death in Brazil. And we were all, Steven and I hosted all the watch parties down there. It was incredible stuff. And you and Graham Zusi were out there representing the United States. And we know it's been a rough last few years for the U.S., but now we're seeing, yesterday we had five American born and raised, not guys that like grew up in Germany and are playing for the national team, but like American born and raised young players, like 20 and under, starting in the UEFA Champions League for some of the biggest clubs in the world. I mean, we're talking Barcelona, Chelsea, Borussia Dortmund, and Juventus if Weston McKennie's healthy. And I think that's something to be ridiculously excited about. I mean, we used to get excited if a guy just got an opportunity in the English Premier League, let alone wearing the number 10 for a club giant like Chelsea. And it's just, these guys are all doing this while back in your generation, they would have all been playing in college, which not that there's anything wrong with playing in college, but it just shows what a difference it is right now.
I remember how big of a deal it was when Deuce played in the Europa League with Fulham,
right?
Like that was a big deal,
huge deal.
Like Dempsey played in the, and there's like, wow, he's starring in the in the Europa League, which is a league level lower than the Champions League.
Right.
And how pumped up, 15 years ago, how I was about that. 10 years ago, that was a big deal.
And Matt, after that World Cup, you toyed with the idea of going over to play in Europe, and it worked out that you were going to be able to stay with your hometown club and become a legend here and all that. But I'm just curious for you, like you everything you've been through with the national team and as a pro, how excited do you think U.S. soccer fans should be that there's this wave of young players? And I feel like there's more coming that are doing things at clubs that size right now.
Very, very high. Very excited. I guess I can call myself a fan. Current player. I mean, it's we're in at an unprecedented level in terms of how many people and how many U.S. players are playing at big clubs in Europe. It's just never happened before. Like you guys have said, there's always maybe one or two, just kind of random guys at random clubs. And it was a big deal if those people got in and got regular time, and now it's almost becoming like this commonplace, and we're getting used to it. It's scary to think how many of those players are over there right now getting just incredible experience. So it's extremely exciting. The future is promising, and I don't know how soon we're gonna see the effects of that with the national team. I hope it's soon. I mean, I hope it's this year. I hope it's next year, for the next World Cup cycle. But, some of those things, it takes time for everything to come together. Certainly I saw an article about 2026. And I think, if you were, predicting the future with some of these guys, in 6 years, then a lot of those guys are going to be in their prime. And for people that don't know, the 2026 World Cup is going to be hosted by the U.S. And so to me, I mean, I think that's, if something happens this next World Cup, great. You know, I wouldn't be shocked just because I really do believe in these guys that are up and coming. But I still think they're going to be a little bit young at this next World Cup. To me, the World Cup to really, really, you know, put all your eggs into is the 2026 World Cup. All those guys are going to be in their prime. It's going to be hosted here. I'm really excited to see what happens with that one.
And maybe some games here in Kansas City. I think we're still in the running for that. So that would just be unreal. All right, Matt, hey, real quick on Sporting. We're going to run out of time with you. A couple results on the road. There, you know, there was some controversy, all that. I'm not going to ask you to comment on the officiating or any of those things, but I always feel like the best Sporting KC teams I've ever seen have had this it's us against the world mentality. Do you guys have that right now as a team going into these last four or five games of the regular season?
Yeah, we do. We do. We, you know, we felt almost snake bitten a little bit, and I know Peter has, you know, exhausted himself speaking to the media about it and on conference calls with the league and the referees, all that stuff. And we've talked about it too in our locker room about how we want to handle it and how it's not going to affect us. And, you know, I think it is. It's going to be something that motivates us, and we're going to use it for the better, use it to kind of refocus ourselves. The one thing that we've talked about and that I'll share with you guys is that, you know, we're reaching the part of the season where there's not a whole lot of games left. You know, I think, you know, some teams only have four games left. Most teams have five, maybe a few have six. So, you know, a handful of games. And what happens every single year when it comes down to this time is the intensity raises. And teams start fighting for their life. And they're clawing at every, I mean, they're making runs in behind. And, you know, they're fighting for throw-ins. And they're, you know, throwing themselves in the box trying to score goals. And you can really feel this sense of desperation from all the teams. And we have to use our experience to know that's coming, and we have to match that intensity. And then once we do that, you know, we can rely on our qualities of actually playing soccer and use that to our advantage. But it's something that we've talked about, you know, up and coming this week leading up to our game, and we've got to be ready for that aspect of it.
Matt, good luck. We appreciate your time as always, and we will talk to you again next week, my man.
Okay, talk to you guys next week.
That is Matt Beisler, captain of the Border Patrol. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.